Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Picking up my phone, it's hard enough to be, hard enough to see, hard enough to be alone. I'm just trying to move along. Sometimes I do and then I don't. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell myself that it ain't helping. Second guessing it don't help me. I'm so tired of feeling empty. Find my eyes, it's time to fight. Seems like I'm always against me. Seems like there's a never-ending. I refuse to let it in me. Mentally, spiritually, physically, I need my peace. Oh, I need my peace. Oh, I wake up every morning and tell myself,
"Come on, hey, gorgeous."
Sometimes you gotta look in the mirror and say,
"Come on, hey, gorgeous."
Can make me feel this way.
Good morning, gorgeous. Good morning, gorgeous.
Good morning, gorgeous. All the times that I hated myself,
yeah.
All the times that I wanted to be someone else,
yeah.
All the times that I should have been gentle with me,
all the times that I should have been careful with me.
Why did I hate myself?
Why did I hate so intensely? Lord, help me.
I wake up every morning and tell myself,
"Come on, gorgeous."
Sometimes I gotta look in the mirror and say,
"Come on, gorgeous."
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet,
And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Good morning, everyone. This is Nicole Marie. Carrie and I will be with you a bit later. We have a lot to get into during our mid-show today. We continue to celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. Willie Morrow. Mary Reed Johnson will have a special countdown on Dr. Morrow. Carrie Hines will have updates and special announcements that you have been waiting for during the host chat, so you definitely don't want to miss this information. At 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have the live conversation and interesting discussion that you will enjoy, coffee, tea, and conversation with none other than Michael Hopkins and Blue. In our 8 o'clock hour, Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, we will have Eugene Davis, our on-air contributor with Conversations with Hair. And following Conversations with Hair, we will have a special edition of Coffee, Tea, and Conversation that will include Miss Shanta from Organic Love Collection. She will be joining us today. And we will discuss current and upcoming issue of none other than Upscale Magazine and so much more. So you don't want to miss it today. Don't touch that dial. Stay tuned. Up next is Maggie Anderson.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods. And people know, black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Okay, so Nicole Marie, we're talking about the importance of businesses kind of establishing their identity through mission statements or kind of like, principles, things that they operate from in doing business, like their culture, what it is predicated on. And I think that establishing core principles, well, I think it's important.
Yes, most definitely. Thank you, Keri. Our core principles at hairradio.com are?
That's right, working to achieve excellence in delivery and satisfaction of our products and services.
Always have a genuine interest to assist others with their vision.
And always, always seek ways to help the community at large.
Always promote opportunities for today's youth as they are the business leaders of tomorrow.
Absolutely. And what are your core principles? What are your core principles out there, company, businesses? This is a way for you to kind of recognize ours at Hair Radio. I'm Keri Hines with Nicole Marie. Stay tuned.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for free.
And, of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and, of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Keri Hines, and I am so excited to welcome back to the broadcast today our incredible special guest host, guest contributor. You guys know her from Hair Head Heart. Well, I am so excited to have her back to talk on this very particular topic that she does. It's really like a series that she does exclusively for us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's her 10 Things You Should Know. So who gets the treatment today? It is a gentleman that we just recently lost. Of course, we're talking about the mega, mega superstar in the way of black hair care, Dr. Willie Morrow. So, Mary Reed Johnson, good morning, and welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely glad to be here. It's always just exciting.
Yeah.
I just appreciate you.
Well, back at you. And we're going to find out all about what's new with you and Hair Head Heart coming up a bit later. So first, Mary Reed Johnson, I've got to jump in.
What on earth? Now, listen, I thought I knew just about everything about Dr. Willie Morrow. And just to tell you quickly, yeah, I had interviewed him like literally decades ago. We're talking over about, well, here's my age going out there, but about 20-something years ago, literally. And his daughter and I have been friends like ever since. Cheryl Morrow is just has been an incredible beacon in my little life, and the fans. You guys have gotten to know her. She's been on the Hair Radio Morning Show many times, and just that her family and what they represent and what she represents, and she's carried the torch. You know, I call her literally hair royalty. You'll always hear that. That's how I refer to her because, you know, to me, Dr. Morrow's the hair king. So real excited. So I can't wait to hear what Mary B. Johnson has put together for us today. So Mary B. Johnson, take it away.
All right. Well, number one, legends never die. So even though he's not physically here with us.
And we're starting at number 10, right, Mary? We're going to count down.
Yes.
So this is number 10. Yes.
In recognition of that, I'm going to say everybody's got to lay hands on CBS Sunday Morning. There was just a small tribute to him, and I think that's important. So look at the July 17th, if you can find it, CBS Sunday Morning, and you'll see a little bit. About.
Yeah, you can YouTube the guys out there, so yeah.
Yeah, so okay. I think that's always good. So that would be my number 10. But he had a lot of layers, so we're going to chop into some of those layers that Willie represented. And one of them ties into what you mentioned already about his daughter, Cheryl. So one of the things Willie had was a newspaper, and it was called the San Diego Monitor, and he actually, ran it for many years, and then his daughter, Cheryl, took it over. So I think that's another interesting fact about Willie.
Absolutely. In fact, the San Diego Monitor News, that Cheryl, that she has taken over that, which has been incredible, and it's a great digital brand. I usually get the digital version online and read. Cheryl herself always has a unique way of looking at things, and she's been able to do some incredible things with this. And she's, I kind of always think of her as kind of almost like the same as, you know, the story with Nat King Cole, and then you got Natalie. And her success, that's what Cheryl has always put me in the mind, for lack of a better, you know, different way to say it. But that's what she's always put me in the mind of, just someone who's carried the beacon on, you know, from a very successful dad. So,
So this is the type of thing, and you don't have to always come from royalty. I'll say fact number 8 would be that he had 2 children, but he came from a fairly large family in by these standards.
Really?
He was one of 8 children.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. And, tied to that.
Was he born out in California?
No, he was from Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and his mother and father, I'm going to say that they would be the next one, number 7. They were sharecroppers. And you know what a sharecropper is?
Well, I definitely remember. Wasn't the sharecropper the folks who, after slavery ended, maintained the land for people to, you know, to have, you know, farms and stuff like that? But tell us what your research revealed.
Well, that is exactly. So his parents, like he created a legacy and royalty, but he didn't come from that, is what I'm saying. But it doesn't matter. It's like if you are of sound mind and have intent to do better for the world around you, then you can. That he didn't let anything stop him.
Wow. Well, I'm just, yeah, I'm impressed with that. I really am. And to, you know, I have to say, to hear so many incredible folks in the hair and beauty industry talk so lovingly of Dr. Morrow's commitment to the hair and beauty industry and what he has done for so many, I'm raising my hand as well.
Yep.
He's always been someone that I have modeled my career and life after as well. And everybody I know, we all, you know, look up to Dr. Morrow, you know, everybody I know in the hair business. So this
right?
has been, yeah, it's really big. So thank you, Mary, for doing this. This helps us to put his life into perspective. And we want
to
do that as a very special tribute on our broadcast.
Yes, like a lot of people didn't know about the magazine or the newspaper.
Right.
The they didn't know where he came from. But I bet you they definitely didn't know number, I think we were at 7.
Number 7.
Or 6. I've lost count already.
Okay. But, well, that's okay.
Okay.
We'll give a
but this is a bonus. It might be extra. But he also wrote several books. He had at least about a dozen books.
Wow. Now, are these books out there on the internet or through?
Some of them still are. Yep, some of them still are. There was one that he wrote that had to do with how to cut hair, you know, Afro hair, when you know, from the time he was in the military, or he helped the military.
He actually did a book about that. I didn't know.
Yep,
that.
It was a manual on how to properly cut textured African American hair. That one I think you can still find. Let me look up the title. The title was The Principles of Cutting and Styling Negro Hair.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. So that was mainly for military people on military bases and in combat zones. So can you imagine?
Wow. Yes. I heard he was contracted by the Department of Defense to do just
exactly.
that, to teach and educate them. And I know Michael Hopkins from the Vet Talk Show has talked about it as well on his broadcast. This is really incredible for me to know. I love everything about Dr. Morrow, every detail. This is, I just, you know, I see myself in you know, I see glimpses of the work that I attempt to do. If it somehow can just, you know, even be measured to some degree in some kind of, you know, comparison, I'm just impressed.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, you can start from anywhere. Because even though he got a contract with the Department of Defense, like you mentioned, he was initially, as far as a barber, he was self-taught. So that is another fact that people don't know.
Now, that I didn't know.
Nope.
Really?
Yes. So he self-taught and then, you know, grew whatever. I don't know. I haven't found a clear answer on when he decided to get formal training, but I'm not even sure even by the
and
time
he might have been grandfathered in, you know, how they grandfathered a lot of the folks who were out there for so long when they started regulating it were, you know, on.
Well, I could get that, but it's like, how in the world do you get a government contract? People, you know, spend years trying to get a government contract.
That's what I was about to say. And back in the day, now it's even more prevalent to some degree. But but back in the day, you know, when nobody's even seen, I love Dr. Morrow's story because it reminds me so much, you know, when, you know, we don't sleep. Those of us who are really on our grind about the hair and beauty industry and business, you know, I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, we don't sleep. We really, we're always on it. And
that's official.
So,
I know with you. Oh, my goodness.
You know, you're very kind. And we are looking for those nooks and crannies that, And really, it's to help folks, and it's and so I get it that he was doing something way before other folks even had a morsel of an idea of, you know, he was on to 50 other things. It's
right?
Just incredible. Yeah. He reminds me of like the Ben Franklin of, you know, I know Ben Franklin, you know, the controversial thing about slaves and all this stuff and all this other stuff, but he was an inventor and had so many different ideas and spread his knowledge. So by that,
they didn't allow themselves to be put into a box and stay there.
No, not at
so,
all.
So multidimensional is definitely the way. So we got the newspaper, we've got the self-teaching and government contracting, we've got a book written, right?
Yes.
You know that he also had arts exhibits?
What?
Yes.
Really?
So his main one was one called, it was called Textures, the History of Black Hair. And one of the places it was at Kent State University. So even at university level, he was recognized for doing his thing.
Yeah.
I would say we're probably around number five, but I mean he didn't have a box. I think I could do that too, and
exactly.
He did.
And you know what? That's the thing about why, you know, the African American community, we take hair so literally. It's much more than something that's cosmetic for us. It is cultural. It is community. It means so much more. It kind of relates us, connects us all, if you will. And it's just something that we really bond over, pardon the pun there. so I'm just so grateful to all that he has accomplished. So, Mary, thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay. So
he wasn't selfish.
No.
Yeah, he wasn't selfish. Nope. He kind of spread his ideas around in different ways. And actually, you two, when I get towards number two and number one, you guys have even more in common than you know, I think.
Now that's a super teaser. I can't wait to you get down there. Wow.
Yes.
All right.
So we talked. Okay. He had. The book, he had the newspaper, he had government contract, he got on the university with his art show, right? Is this really sounding like you, right? He also had a product that he's tied to. A lot of people thought he invented the jerry curl, but he was dabbling with some stuff. But he did make it popular. And
yes,
how
well, this is what I heard about that too, Mary. You're right about the jerry curl. So you say he did make it popular. He popularized the curl back in the day.
Yes. So what happened was he was, you know, dabbling with different products and things like his daughter does, to my understanding as well.
Yeah, like Sarah.
And and so he sold his experiment to Jerry Redding. So
right,
Jerry
right.
Redding, if you've heard of Redken, Nexus, and you know
right,
that
yes,
family,
yes, yes.
He tweaked it,
and
then
that was the name Jerry.
Yes.
Jerry
so I used to wonder what was the difference between like a California curl and a Jerry curl or a Wave
right.
Nouveau and you know some of those others.
The
California curl, which I the California curl, which I thought was superior, was actually his formulation.
Right, his thing, exactly. And we remember that they had the two. Oh, I wasn't supposed to be that old. But
I might be older than you. I'm not sure, but we're both
here.
Young in spirit. So
you're young in spirit. But I'll tell you something. And to know that our world would match up again or meet up about this and talking about the curls, you know, and even Cheryl had created something with the Curl Academy and that she would talk about on one of our shows. So I'm loving this whole story today, and I've got to just take a moment to say First, it is incredible, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and I have to say my very, very special guest co-host today, you guys know her, Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart. So, Mary, let's take a moment to chat about Mary. Okay, so first, Mary, thank you again for doing this incredible job, and we'll continue the countdown in just a moment. But what on earth, you know, for the folks that are just finding out about Mary today, this is their first time hearing about Hair Head Heart. What can you tell everybody that so all the fans will know what Hair Head Heart is all about, Mary?
Well, it is all of those things from the top down, your hair to your head to your heart, all the things that might affect it. And, for example, like safety for service hair care providers or things related to industrial hygiene. So how can they extend their careers just by being more knowledgeable about, you know, these types of things? So I have a book that is in process and trying to get the last little leggings of that tied up. But in the meantime, I might put out the second book before I put out the first one, just in a different format, yes. But it's about salon safety, so that's my bend right now.
Well, you're going to come here and talk about it, I hope, to all
for
the
sure.
fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And over at the Upscale Magazine Radio Network, I would just love it. We want to hear more from Mary Reed Johnson.
All right.
Hair Head Heart.
It's coming.
All right. Well, listen, Mary, I want to get back to this amazing countdown. Now, again, if you're just tuning in, Mary joins us from time to time with, and it's always the 10 things that you should know. And so today, who gets the treatment but a gentleman who we just recently lost, mega star in the world of black hair care, a hair scientist, if you will, a hair educator, an entrepreneur. We're talking, of course, about the one and only Dr. Willie L. Morrow. And you guys know him well. His daughter's been with us. And I can't even, Cheryl, I don't even know how many times to say Cheryl has been on this show. She's a legend in her own right, and rightfully so. So we are going to continue this conversation this morning with Mary Reed Johnson, on the incredible Willie L. Morrow. Mary,
well,
take it away.
My number three fact about Willie, it ties to his books, which he talked about. He had several. But the one that just, like, put him off the map was 400 years without a comb.
Yes, it did.
Yes, and my favorite line that I still use in my practice today is, I'm pretty sure it came from that book, and it is something about when our ancestors came here, they weren't allowed to pack first. And he talks about, you know, rediscovering this rich history and you know, why he felt compelled to, or we as a people, felt the need to find alternatives. And it's not that we're, you know, odd and obsessed on hair or that we're shallow. It's that we needed to find out what was similar that we could use over here that we used to use, you know, before we came over. And so that was just
eye-opening. Well, speaking of 400 years without a comb, that is, which was made into a documentary. And that's, you guys can find it on YouTube out there and watch it. And I encourage you to do so. It's the real story. But what amazes me is that that's how I got to discover Dr. Morrow. I remember about this and had a chance to talk with him about this documentary so many years ago. And this was long before it became in vogue for everybody to have a documentary.
Right?
Yeah, it really was. He was, Dr. Morrow was way ahead of his time. Just ahead of his time. Just a smart, man who knew how to innovate and educate and inform, how to, you know, support
just
community and culture.
Yep, very productive. And
yes.
Yeah, just an amazing human.
Absolutely.
Related to that, though, because you are also, I know you think I'm just shining the apple, but for real, you are also an innovator.
We're not going to give number one yet. We're
no, no, I'm only on number two. I guess.
You're on number two. Okay. Uh-oh, here we go, number two. And Mary, did you... Now, if I could even be mentioned in remotely in the same breath, I'm honored. What a great honor.
Really? He also operated radio stations.
Yes,
so he had a newspaper.
Yes.
He had a newspaper. He had an art traveling show or two. He had, you know, several books. He, you know, brought back the Afro pick, you know, all kinds of things. And he popularized the Jerry Curl.
Yeah.
But
well,
on top of those things, he had a radio station.
That's right.
So,
I did hear about that, an FM station, I heard. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's what you two.
Yeah.
Yes,
well, you know what?
You two have that in common.
That is a big thing. Well, he was hair radio first. So we tip our hat to this incredible man. And I remember even myself being out in L.A. when I lived out in California. Even and Stevie Wonder owned a station out there, too. I wonder whatever happened to that. But, yeah, so many of these, because I'll tell you, especially from that generation, they... And Cheryl talks about this even on one of her appearances on our show. She mentions that all of these great generational gentlemen from the hair and beauty world, it was important that they put their funds and monies into a way to, you know, communicate with everybody and to get the word out about different things. It was one of the first things that everybody did, pretty much from that generation. So whether it was a magazine or a newspaper or a radio show, it was done.
Well, it certainly worked because he wasn't broke, to my understanding. So.
No, I've heard that. And we're going to, you know, one of these days we'll get Cheryl Morrow. You guys can, of course, keep tuning it into the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll get her on at some point. To bring us up to speed and kind of to respond to some of these wonderful countdown items today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, Mary, please kindly do a review just from number 10 to number 2.
All righty. One thing, he was recognized on July 17th on the CBS Morning Show as a barber who popularized the Afro pick.
Yes, you guys can YouTube that out there. Yeah.
Yep.
Nine. So really good stuff.
Yes. Nine is about his actually, because the line was that legends never die, but they are born. So he was born October 9th, 1939. Eight. Let's see. His parents were sharecroppers.
Wow.
Seven,
amazing.
He was a self-taught barber in San Diego. Six, he has about a dozen books, but one more popular than the other. Well, there were several that are popular, one of them being one based on how to cut Afro hair in the military. And related to that, number five, I believe it is, he had government contracts, defense contract, right?
Exactly, early on, yeah.
Yes. Number four, I believe, it was an exhibit. He had an art exhibit that toured the country.
Exactly. An art
exhibit.
And
one of the places, was Kent State. Yeah. And that was Textures, the History of Black Hair.
Yeah, wow.
Three, he was the one who sold and popularized a product that became really, stellar, the Jerry Curl.
California, yeah, that's right.
Yep. He had California Curl, and then he sold it to Jerry Redding, yes.
Right, yeah. And so the Jerry was spelled, I think, J-H-E-R-I.
Yes. So that was how Jerry Redding spelled his name. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah.
Number four was his most popular book was 400 Years Without a Comb.
Okay.
And, you know, some of the historical information and how he presented it was amazing. And he did have some co-writers, but this is about him today. So
it
was a wonderful, wonderful piece of literature. Yep.
Yes.
That might have been three. And then he was also a radio station. He operated a radio station, like Carrie. Yes.
Well,
and then number two, I may have my numbers off, Gary.
I think you covered number 10 through two. But I'm
and
going
then,
to tell everybody.
But
yes,
I've got number one.
You've got
to have number one.
Yes,
and that completes.
Right. But we got to give you the drum roll, everybody. And again, what you want to do is, read for yourself. You know, take a moment to Google Dr. Willie Morrow. Tune in to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Visit our online community at HAIRadio.com. We're going to put Mary's Countdown there and so much more information that you can read and listen to and watch at HAIRadio.com. You can become a member. It's free to sign up. Or go to HRmember.com. HRmember without the S. Go to HRmember.com and register for a free membership to our online community. We're going to put a whole lot more information on Dr. Willie Morrow there. Okay, Mary Reed Johnson, we're ready for the number one thing we should know about Dr. Willie L. Morrow. Take it away.
Well, aside from the many other categories that he represented, he also had three patents that people wouldn't have known that he would be recognized for. But I'll just tell you a short version of them. One, he actually ended up getting a patent for the Afro comb in 1976.
Right.
Two, he got a patent in 1980 for a double twist hair roller.
Mm.
And the third patent he got most recently was for a hair straightening nozzle that you put on a blow dryer.
Oh,
and that was in 2000.
That's the one that I remember, that did real well, which is still out there on the internet, an Amazon, all that stuff. I've seen it. That's how I got to, when I got to know him, I remember that the blow dry nozzle that he was really known for. And this was a while ago, too. But, yeah, it's been out there. He's sold a whole bunch of everything he's done. Just such a smart man. And
I'm
impressed.
So he, definitely an inspiration, a modern-day inspiration, I hope, for everyone. It's like if you think it, try it, do it. Why not? Willie Morrow said we could.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea, Mary, that we are continuing his legacy.
Absolutely.
And that Cheryl Morrow, it represents that. His family represents it. We want to, of course, extend our heartfelt appreciation to all that they have done to contribute to our community and the world of black hair. So,
yes. And
Mary Reed Johnson.
Can I throw in one more thing?
Sure.
You know this man was still married to the same woman of 56 years?
He really was a stand-up man and just a great person. And there's so many, let me just say that there are many, many black men who are in the same vein as Dr. Willie Morrow, and we don't hear of it. It's not popularized on television. Okay. It's not in vogue to talk about. It's usually what you guys know about the media and the general media we're talking about. And so we're not always painted in the right scope or looked at in the way that we should be. But we can look to the incredible work of Dr. Morrow. And so today, Mary Reed Johnson helped to peel back a little bit of this incredible man and with her 10 things that you should know. Mary, thank you again. Hair, head, heart. Check it out, everybody. Mary Reed Johnson.
Always a
great
pleasure.
Job. All right. Okay. Outstanding. All right, folks. Keep it right here. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Yes, my name is Angela Clark. I am the owner of Clark VO Services, and it is a voiceover company. So it is. It started out with just my voice, but I am an entrepreneur. I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit, and so that was the reason why, from the very beginning, we chose to create Clark VO Services rather than just promoting Angela Clark, voice artist, because it has always been my goal to be able to work with other voice artists and build a business that was established enough to offer more than just my voice. So that is actually the next phase of my business. Now that I've established myself really well as a voice artist, you know, I work with companies all around the world, Singapore and India. I work with clients from those countries actually on a daily basis. I work with literally around the world. It is just exciting. I love working with clients from around the globe. Big, little, mom and pop businesses to corporate, you know, corporations. It is just every day is a brand new adventure, you know. And like I said, originally it was just my voice. I've established that pretty well. So the next phase is to add more voice talent to the company, which is, you know, something we're super excited about here.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I am excited to have you here today because there are a couple things I also wanted to mention that you are also in the hair world. At least you made a big, big splash in the hair world, literally. And you've done some great things, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, too. We really are. But I don't want to gloss over this because you said Clark VO Services. That's the name of the business for the voiceover work. And so this is helpful to folks, you know, just in mentioning that you were going to be on our show. You know, I'm talking to folks and just saying, you know, Angela's coming to the show. I was so excited. You know, and they're like, can I have Angela do something for me? I need her to do a voice thing for us too. I said, okay, I'll pass that along. And that's really a true story. So this is really
that
nice.
Right?
Does this happen?
That is how I grow, Carrie. Yep.
Aww.
That is really how we grow, is happy clients, spreading the word, you know, like any business, like the hair business for sure.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's how you grow your clientele. One happy client spreads the word. It's the same thing for me. Happy clients spread the word. So.
Wow. Well, now
And, you know.
Yeah. Go right ahead.
Go ahead.
Say.
I was going to say, we are on, of course, there's clarkvoservices.com, but yeah. I am on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Twitter is, you can Google my name and you'll find it. clarkvoservices.com has the links to all of our social media pages.
And
so that's the easiest way.
Yes, they can come.
Yeah, and YouTube is always a really fun place too, Carrie. I post on YouTube project clips. I love to advertise my clientele, so as long as they let me, I will spread the word for their business as well. You know, I'm in promoting myself, I promote them. I love to go hand in hand with that. And of course I do lots of character work as well. So I always post that kind of stuff. So my YouTube channel is, informative and somewhat hilarious at times, but we have a lot of fun on YouTube.
Well, speaking of which, you also do something where our fans over on our, when we have our 24-hour hairradio.com playing, we often will dig up some of your old podcasts, and I hope you continue with it, because we just love it so much, where you are sharing all kinds of advice and just talking to people about little different doobie-dabs and things. And I just found it very intriguing. So please, when you put together some new things or want to dig up any more, please feel free to do so we can get them on out there across. Because since we've last worked together, we are now also shouting out the folks over at Upscale Magazine Radio. They're on 24/7 with their own wonderful format, and we're so proud and excited. So you get to play everywhere. So, yes, you absolutely
that
do.
That is awesome. I started that podcast because I, like I said, I'm an entrepreneur, and I have that entrepreneurial spirit, and I love to teach people about building business. Once you have those skills, whatever business you decide to build, the skills apply. And so that podcast was a great, I ended up teaching, I'm teaching a class that is for voice artists right now. But my subject is those business skills that they need to build this, to build this business. And so that's really where the podcast came from, is just passing out those skills to other people with that same entrepreneurial spirit. So, I'll have to let you know when we add more content to that.
Yes, please do. I really mean that. That is huge for us. Also, now listen, we mentioned at the top of this that you were a salon owner. So I've got to talk a little bit about that. So tell us about your career in the hair industry. You came to the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we have to talk about it.
That's right. That is why you are so near and dear to my heart. I did start out as a hair salon owner. I went to beauty school at 30 years of age, Carrie, because I had all intentions of, I went to beauty school to get my license to be a salon owner. I never had any intention of always working for somebody else. It was always to be an owner, and I just needed license to do that. Wow. And I had everybody tell me that you could not do that. You needed to work for somebody for about a good 10 years, and then you needed to, slowly move into that. But I knew how to operate
a
business.
Well, you're a smart lady. You're a very savvy cookie.
Knew that my business would be built on me being a good entrepreneur, a good business owner, and giving my stylist the absolute best place to work. Now, I'm in Pennsylvania. So we are not allowed to do booth rental. So every girl
worked in my shop, the same way.
Okay, so every stylist that worked for me literally worked for me. They were my employees. And so it was always my goal to make my salon the absolute best place for them
as a business owner, I always took that very personally. Like, I wanted my stylist to be so happy in my shop that they never wanted to go anywhere else. Because as a salon owner, you know, the hardest part is it's so destructive to a business when your stylist, you put all that money and effort and time into building their clientele, and then they take it and go somewhere else.
So exactly,
you know, that's destructive.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I can honestly say my employees loved working for me because I always put their needs first. You know,
wow.
I would, if they, anything within reason, if they wanted to try it, you know, I would figure out a way that we would try that. And sometimes that made the shop money and sometimes it didn't. But overall, I had employees that literally would not go anywhere else. I was comfortable with that. I knew that I could go on vacation and feel that the shop is just fine. I have this theory, as any business owner should have for their business, but I always trained my stylist I wanted to be able to walk away. I wanted to be able to walk away for a time and feel comfortable enough that the shop was going to run on its own. So 99% of the things that I did as a business owner, in combination with all the employees, it could literally be taken care of without me. And I thought, I did that on purpose because I thought it was my responsibility to myself and my family. If something would happen to me and I'd be in the hospital or, you know, sick and couldn't come in, I wanted the shop to still be able to run itself. And so I don't think they even realized it, but between all of them, they could completely run the business. And that was, I encourage every owner, set yourself up that way. So it is not totally 100% dependent on you. Don't carry that burden. Business ownership is hard enough. You know, don't have all that weight on yourself.
You know what? I'm going to
There's my preaching
take
moment.
That to heart. Because I felt like you were delivering that message right to Carrie Hines, too.
I will pass the offering plate around when I'm done.
Well, then I'm going to stick my hand in there. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I'll tell you, I really have to say that is the best advice. And I'll tell you something else. You know that I've done thousands of interviews. This is not a secret. But what amazes me is in all of those interviews that I've done, I could literally count on one hand how many times someone has told me about their employees. It is so rare that they have even acknowledged their employees. I'm telling you, I wish I were making this up. So I already know that what you're telling me is a 100% big fact, that it's got to be exactly what you said, because you apparently did create an environment like that, because you talked about your employees longer than you talked about anything else. So that's...
Because my employees were my business.
I love it. I love it.
Your employees build your business. And I know that it's not how everybody thinks about ownership. I know that's not the first thing they think of. And I know that I set the environment, right? In my salon, the environment was my attitude and my personality. That is the biggest thing that we bring to our salon as a salon owner. We set the environment and we set the mood, we set the tone, right? So it is naturally, when I was there, you have to turn yourself on, right? You love people. You love your clients. You love your employees. You have a smile on your face. You're not fake, but because people know that. They know when you're fake. But you have a general sense of, this is my business. And I appreciate and love the people that enter here, whether they work for me or they are a customer of mine. And every single person will genuinely feel that. So when you care about the people that work for you, they care about you. I really had very few, once I realized that, Carrie, I mean, once I learned to really put their needs first and to care about them as an individual, to care about their families, they knew that. They knew that I cared about their children and their spouses and their boyfriends or whatever, their partners. They cared. They knew I cared about them as a person. They were the most loyal employees anybody could ask for. And with that, they refer other people. They're like, you know what? You need to come work for Angela. It is the best place you can ever think of working. And that's why the business grew to I'm in a small town, right? I'm in a small town in central Pennsylvania, and it was the largest salon in the area.
Wow.
And I made a very happy, healthy income from that salon. At one point, we had one salon with four locations.
Wow. Incredible.
I just was a girl who knew how to appreciate people, had a strong sense of entrepreneurial skills and drive, and went to school and got my license because I wanted to put that into being a salon owner.
Wow. Well, I say this and I really mean it. And when I said that you were very smart, very savvy, very sophisticated, you know how to, you know, you use a lot of just plain common sense type stuff as well.
Absolutely.
And you have a good personality and you kind of figured out, because that's really what's at the very, the core of entrepreneurship. I really believe that, you know, and you let your personality drive your business and you really figured it out. And I'm paying even more close attention than I think I've ever paid attention to anybody because I love the advice. And sometimes,
hey, you
know,
love and respect others and you give your best, Carrie. It doesn't matter what business it is. Those two things lead you to success.
You know what? I think you were right on time this morning here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Literally. I really mean that. And it means a great deal. So, okay, now here's the question. Who pours this into you? How did you learn all this? Because this is not something that is just going to be a natural thing. How did you get inspired?
Oh, Carrie, I'll tell you what. that is such a loaded question. My husband and I both come from very poor backgrounds. Both of us, you know, we both grew up, rural settings, you know, no college educations in our families, no college education for us, you know, we both felt like, at some point you have to break that cycle of poverty, and that poverty thinking. And, we both decided that we were going to scratch and claw our way out. And we decided that we were going to find mentors. We were going to find mentors, like people that had a successful marriage. We were going to find people that were awesome parents, that had the children to show for it, right? But just because you have a successful marriage does not mean you're a super awesome parent or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So we found those. And then we found people that were successful in business. And some of those people, I mean, we literally had to just beg them to just spend a couple of minutes with or become in some kind of servant position. You know, what can I do for you? How can I help you? Can I, anything to spend time with you, to be near you, whether I had to outright tell them that or just somehow put myself in their circles. But I targeted people that I wanted to learn from. And I took every opportunity I could to be around them. And then lastly, honestly, is reading. We studied and studied everything, marriage books, parenting books, business books. You know, we studied hard and we were broke for years.
Oh.
But we did work our way out of that. You know, my husband and I, we were 17 when we got married.
Oh, my.
We were just
wow.
kids.
Wow.
We were literally kids, and we knew that we didn't want to, we just didn't want to live in that poverty anymore. And
wow.
there's just, we knew that our parents loved us. We were never unloved. We knew that we were loved, but we knew that they couldn't help us because they only knew what they knew. And so we decided we had to go beyond that. We had to get out of how we were living and do better for our children and change their lives. And in that process, you know, our children have no idea. Our two older ones do. Our older children, we have our daughter's 26, our son is 25, and then we have a daughter who is 20.
Oh,
the 26-year-old and the 25-year-old, they can remember remember being poor, Terry. They can remember the, you know, you have this much money to get all of your clothes. Let's see, how can we do that? You know, they can remember
wow.
that. The youngest one does not. She has grown up in a totally different environment. We always say the youngest or the two oldest. They remember building businesses and being broke building a business. And the youngest one, she just remembers the success of the businesses.
Well, I always say there's a benefit in both sides.
There is.
Yeah.
There is.
It really is.
I think we might have scared, business ownership out of the first two.
Okay. I hear you. Well, hold on.
We might have scared it right out of them.
You've got to tell us your husband's first name. We got to at least be able to shout him out this morning.
Oh, he is my best friend, of course, the love of my life. His name is Josh.
Josh, okay. We're shouting out Josh.
He is my partner in everything. You know, he does do voiceover a little bit with me. But in every business that I have ever done, we tackle it hand in hand for sure. Whether he is seen or not, even at the salon, we always called the salon our family farm because,
wow.
you know, my husband was the guy that helped me with my books and he was the repairman and he was the guy that would paint and he was the guy, you know, he was like, even all of my employees, you know, they knew, we ran the business together. Even if
wow.
he wasn't there on a daily basis, we absolutely run all of our businesses. We run them together.
You know what? You guys, you just have it. You have it together. You know what I mean? However you got there, you know, maybe if you had all those, you didn't have such humble beginnings or you didn't have things, you might be different people and your whole lives would be different. I just think
yep.
That you guys are just remarkable. I love your story. I'm just blown away.
Thank
this
you.
I really didn't expect Angela. You could knock me over. You knocked me over literally out of my chair.
I told you those were loaded questions.
I had no idea. You know, this is why it is so important. It is so important to share everybody's stories, or, you know, to share
yeah.
each story from each person, because everybody does have a story to tell, and I can totally relate to what you say, and you are going to connect with so many people who are out there and listening to you right now with this, and I just think it's incredible. So we've got to remind everybody the name of your business again and how they can catch up with you, because I think your phone's just going to be ringing off the hook. I think the people are going to be contacting you for voiceover work to help their businesses grow and all that wonderful good stuff. So tell everybody again how they can catch up with you.
Well, my name is Angela Clark. You can always Google Angela Clark, voice artist. But my website is clarkvoservices.com. And if you go to the website, it will direct you to my social media pages. You can message me on the website. You can email me. I'm pretty easy to get in contact with. So any way that you're comfortable, you go ahead and reach out.
Yes. And, of course, you can always connect to Angela right here through her family at the Hair Radio Show.
That's
now,
right.
Yes. Now, speaking of which, I have to say one of one of my favorite voiceover announcements of Angela's that we play here all the time. And the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show know this announcement. I've had so many guests who've been on our show, and they always reference it. And it goes something like this. And I can't do Angela's, where Angela has her own thing. Let me just say that, her own special gift that that we just so appreciate here. But it cracked me up because the ending says, you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. That's what it says.
Oh, so I don't even remember doing that one. That is so awesome. I'm going to have to listen for that one. I love it.
It is just one of my favorites. And so many people.
Oh, that is so cool.
About it. So really good.
Your commercials
stuff.
And announcements are so much fun to do.
Well, listen, I have just thoroughly enjoyed them here. So now what's next for you and the company?
Well, so I got to a point with Clark VO Services where it was actually costing me money to leave the house and go to the salon. So yeah. I did have to decide at some point, which one I was going to really put my head down and dig into because, I made a good living at the salon.
Right.
And I loved my clientele and I loved my stylist that worked with me and we were like a family there. So it was a lot of tears, but I knew I was making the right decision. But, as of June 1st this year, I had approached one of my stylists and asked if she would be interested in taking over my baby. And, she, of course, we both cried, I think for weeks, we cried and laughed and hugged and whatever, but, so she took over the shop and,
wow.
I have decided, as of June 1st, I just own Clark VO Services. I am no longer the owner of the Swirl Shop Salon. It is enough, I really, from a business perspective, my husband and I were doing the books and he's like, babe, it's time. It's time that you hand that shop over to somebody else and commit fully. We got to the point where I was not going to sell the salon and then hope to meet my income goals. It had to be solid. So we decided that before I was even going to think about selling the salon, I would double the income that I was making at the salon.
Wow.
And, when we hit that point, it was time. So that's where we're at. And June was a kind of a recovery month. I did my daily work and left the studio and enjoyed time with my kids and my grandchildren and really just relished the fact that I could take some time off and recuperate. And my husband took me out of town several times just to get away. And I felt like I kind of licked my wounds and healed a little bit. But we have goals. We have a lot of goals for the voiceover business. And, now I'm kind of getting back into these are our goals. This is where we grow from here. I want to add some more voice artists to the roster for Clark VO Services. So I'm working with other artists. And, I think that's the next step for us.
I
love this business.
Yes, and I was about to tell you, speaking of that it's the perfect partner, what you're doing, with where we are now in terms of technology and the whole world of podcasts. So your business works tandem with, you know, with the whole thing on podcasts and everything else that's happening. So I think you're, you know, you have really positioned yourself incredibly well. And I think you're going to be just fine.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I love it. And, you know, I was just, because I told you I teach a class, you know, voice artists. I teach them business perspectives. And, you know, I was just telling them the other day, think about what we do. We change the world.
Yes.
I love the fact that I get to help you grow your business.
Yes.
I feel like, yes, it's my voice out there, but I'm like a silent partner. You know, I create ads for you, or sometimes it's just I do voicemail for there was this great small business, Dove's Dog Training. Oh, look them up. They are a great business.
My.
And, you know, I just did their voicemail for them.
Wow.
So I love being a part of growing that family-owned business. You know, I feel like, and then I get to promote them on social media. And, of course, then we follow each other. And when they post, I share. And that is just part of, I get to help you grow your business.
And vice
and
versa.
That is very rewarding.
And vice versa. And that is, it is incredible, and it is a great gift. And you help to shape, like I said at the top of this, you help to shape what we put out to represent our business. And I just think it's incredible, just incredible. You're doing an amazing job, and we're very grateful. And like I said, I'm just sorry it took so long to get you on our airwaves as Angela. But you made everything happen at the right time. And so, So I think, you know, this is just the beginning. And we're going to continue. And we're going to help you to continue to grow that business of yours and keep folks informed as to what you're up to. So you got to come back.
Well, thank you.
You got to come back.
Thank you. I would love to. You know I love you guys at the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you. Aw, thank you. And see, every time I hear your voice, I hear all of the announcements. I really do. because we've gotten so used to hearing your voice. It is just bizarre. Well, listen.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so thank you so much for being a part of the Hair Radio Show family in your own way. You know, you're a big part of what we're doing, and we're going to continue that. So listen, Angela, I want to say thank you again. And any last words you want to leave with everybody today?
Oh, it is an honor and a privilege to work with you, Carrie. It is an honor to be a voice on your station and to be promoting, you know, for you. I just love it. And
you.
I look forward to working with your other family members. You know, it is just an amazing opportunity. And I am forever grateful and thankful. You know, it has been just a wonderful experience getting to know you.
Thank you. Likewise. Like we said, you haven't made it until you've made it. Now you got to know to come right on in.
That's
now.
Right.
You haven't
All
made
right.
it until you've made it to.
To the Hair Radio Show.
We'll see you back here next time. Thank you, Angela. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Keep it right here. We'll be right back. More to come. Stay with us. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new movie talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's movie talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby.
It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hunt.
Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right, we're back live. It is Thursday morning, July 21st of 2022. It is our show number 729. Show number 729. And by the way, that Angela, thank you for that, that quick intro. I have to bring on the line a wonderful, wonderful colleague in the hair industry, the one and only Nicole Marie, out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Now, I'm here in Brooklyn, New York.
Good morning.
And we are live this morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
How you doing,
How
Gary?
Well, I'm great.
I'm great.
We want to
welcome
all of the fans again. Yeah, they've been listening.
Yes, most definitely. I've been listening, too.
Quite awesome. Yeah, we're getting a little late start on our host chat, but we've got a lot to get into this morning. I just want to welcome all the fans to Mid-Show Live Talk. What you've been listening to has been quite a plethora of great talk, great interviews, all fresh and new.
Great,
by the way.
Great.
I don't know if you just heard Angela, you know, and this is something that has
been really big
for me to do because, you know, you guys, we're giving everybody, we're peeling back our own magic, so to speak, the tent and taking a look underneath. And these are the people who've helped to make our show a success.
Most definitely.
You guys have heard, you've heard Angela a million times on the show and have never known her name. So I thought it would be nice. She was overjoyed to get the Hair Radio Morning Show treatment. And we support her.
She's such an inspiration.
Yeah, she's just a true inspiration and a salon, hair salon owner. So she certainly represents everything that we're about, which she, you know, has recently sold her salon. So really good stuff and just a wonderful lady. And we're so happy to be partnered with her wonderful voiceover company. So if you need that kind of thing going on, reach out to Angela. That's what we're here to do. We're here to help the businesses with what they need. And so this is where you do need to have a pen and paper. I say to folks all the time, when you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, you need to have a notebook, literally.
Definitely.
Because we have a lot of great guests that you're
so
not
much information.
Going to hear about. Yes, and you're not going to know about these things. The only way that you're going to find out is through this broadcast in the morning. And I'll tell you why, Nicole Marie, because we really, we don't copy after, you know, other shows like Angela has
Not
an announcement that you have a lot of things you can do in the morning. So we appreciate the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We appreciate that you listen to this very broadcast.
Thank you.
And, yeah, and your hair speaks volumes. So real good stuff on both sides. We talk in front of the mic for the salon owners. We talk on the side of the mic for, you know, enthusiasts who are not professionals but want to know what we're talking about. And it's just a fun, lively, daily with some great music that we may have forgotten about.
and some great conversations. And we love being live. We absolutely love it. So, yeah, so real good stuff. I'm super excited. You know, you guys know out there for the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, when I was announcing this, show number 729 today on this Thursday morning, July 21st of 2022. It's our show number again, 729. So we're marching towards show 1,000. Right now in the morning, it's about 724. Yes, 724 New York time, 624 if you're out in the Central Time Zone. And we're saying good morning again to all of our fans from California to Maine, and then for all the way down to Florida and overseas, literally, to our fans all across the diaspora of Africa, our continent out there, to Australia, Catherine down there in Australia, good morning. To you, it's probably the next afternoon or something. And to all of our friends everywhere who tune in Europe and in Italy, we have a lot of listeners. And so we're just saying good morning and hello, or good afternoon to you guys here. So,
good morning.
You know, so we're just saying hello. Yeah, well, over there, they're like 6 hours or so ahead or something like that. So real
interesting
stuff. Yeah, so it's hello from us at the Hair Radio Show. That'll work.
Right, hello.
So yeah, good stuff today. Yeah. So listen, I have a lot of stuff to to talk about today. Lots and lots of things. You know, as you guys who tuned in the first hour, I love our reshaped, refocused first hour. And that airs from 6 in the morning to about 7 is the first hour of the show. And so if you're in the Central Time Zone, that's like 5 o'clock in the morning, 5 to 6 in the morning.
Yes,
but
5 to 6.
It's worth it. It's worth it, though, Nicole Marie.
It surely is.
I program my cell phone literally, and I know your cell phone's right there at your head, probably on your pillow.
Yes.
So just hit the button. Program our radio station number into your phone. I should say our radio show number, which is the 516-453-9458. Program it into your phone. If you would like to speak live on the air and you have a comment about anything you've heard, simply press 1. That will be our indication here that you have something to say or that you have a shout-out that you want to share. So you're free to do both. Okay, so please, please, we love the feedback from you guys. I want to say our numbers are up. Folks are tuning in to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We have thousands who have listened through Blog Talk alone. So
wonderful.
I'm super, super excited about that.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, the numbers are there. I don't control their numbers. They're open for everybody.
Exactly.
So real good stuff. I also have to say, so announcements. Well, first let me just say this. You did a great job this morning, Nicole Marie. I just love listening to
your
early morning.
Thank you so
much. Welcome to everybody. You did a little bit of a rundown, and that airs in the first 15 minutes. So you're going to be hearing a whole lot more from Nicole Marie on that. So, Nicole Marie, how are you doing down in Water Valley, Mississippi? Now, you guys may not know this, but Nicole Marie is also a city councilwoman. Yes!
Yes, I am.
So we have our own political aficionado on our show. So you have a lot of local work. I mean, you're such, you're an inspiration. You're a leader in the community.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Well, that's what Hair Radio is about. Hair Radio represents.
Yes, I love my community.
Hair Radio represents, exactly. It's hair, beauty, and community. HBC, I call it, hair, beauty, and community. And so what we are
That's what it's all about.
That's what we're about. Now, I do want to say Eugene Davis is supposed to be with us about 8 o'clock. You know, he checks in with us on Thursdays here and there. So I'll probably put on just a little something on Eugene Davis. And we've got a lot of announcements to get to. Coming up at about 8:30 this morning, 7:30 Central Time, we are going to be talking about Upscale Magazine. So everything about Upscale, I'm going to give you a first-hand account on updates with the magazine, with the 24-hour radio network that's playing right now. It plays around the clock, in case you have forgotten or didn't know. But, yeah, you can go to upscalemagazineradio.com and take a listen when you have a chance. I usually tell folks after the Hair Radio live show wraps up at 9 o'clock, then just switch over to upscalemagazineradio.com. You can get the HAI Radio website. Exactly. You go to hairradio.com. Down at the bottom, we have a link that will take you right straight to Upscale Magazine Radio. So real good stuff. So Nicole Marie, okay. So what did you think about what you've heard today? You've been tuned in as well. Miss Marie,
yes.
What did you think about what you heard today?
Yes. I have been enjoying listening to the show. I was very intrigued with the 10 things you should know about Dr. Willie Morrow. It's always learn something new. Yes, always learn something new about Dr. Morrow.
Well, that was Mary B. Johnson, right? Let's tell the folks, Mary Johnson. Because, you know, we've got a lot of new people here and new folks joining us on the airwaves. Now,
Mary Johnson from Hair Head Heart.
From Hair Head Heart. Now, Mary's been with our show for many, many years. She is out of the Minneapolis, Minnesota area. That's where she's originally from. And Mary has covered everything with us right here on the airwaves. When the big George Floyd incident happened, that was right near where Mary lives or lived out in Minneapolis.
Oh, wow.
She covered all of that that information when the incident with when Prince also. We've been on the airwaves throughout all this, you know, chronology of live cultural events and touchstones. And so she covered all that with us and told us about all of that. Mary even took a picture of the house where, in the movie Purple Rain, they had a scene where the father and everybody was outside the house. Mary Ree Johnson took a picture and sent it to me of the house around the corner from where she lived, the actual house that was in the movie. Yeah. So, but speaking of Prince, you know, we also, the Hair Radio Show is no slouch. We also had Prince's actual hairstylist for 29 years, Kim, out from California, on our show. So I'll replay that interview for you one day soon.
Great.
Yeah, we've talked to it. This is Hair Radio. We talked to everybody.
Talk to everybody. So, yes.
Yeah, we talked to everybody. So we're real excited. Listen, I want to kind of put this on. So we may run a little long today. Blue's going to be up. You guys know her. She is out of the Florida area. We're shouting out.
Yes.
I love that we're all over the map here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Over.
I love this.
We're all over.
I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Nicole Marie, you are in?
Water Valley, Mississippi.
Water Valley, Mississippi. And I'm just so excited. Michael Hopkins, the gentleman who is the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show on Tuesday mornings. You guys catch him right here on our network in 7:30 Central. Michael's out of beautiful Water Valley. Oh, I always say that. He's not out of water.
Spotsylvania.
He's out of beautiful Virginia. Let me get it straight. I don't know why I'm throwing him in Water Valley these days. But Michael is in beautiful Spotsylvania. How could I forget Spotsylvania? So he'll be with us as well in just a bit. But there's one piece that I do want to get on because I love this. And then we're going to be, we're gonna chat about it because it's kind of an interesting, a little bit of an interesting convo. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Why don't we get on our incredible co-hosts that we have who are just new to the show? Have met her over the last few days right here on the show. And she's just been an extraordinary addition to the broadcast with her own incredible story. It is my great honor to welcome to the show the one and only, we're going to say Blue, good morning. You're on with Nicole Marie and Carrie Hines.
Good morning, hon. How are you?
Great.
Oh, well,
and
good
yourself?
Morning to you. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Well, we're going to get you Now, we have a piece that we're going to run. I will probably get it on sometime tomorrow, but it's one of my favorites. If not, we'll get it next week. And we talk about our morning beverage routine. Literally our morning beverage routine. Okay? Now, when we say morning beverages, we're talking about coffee and tea. If you guys are brown bagging it, that's a whole nother story and another show. But, so for us who are drinking coffee, tea, and juice, that kind of convo this morning on the show. So, Blue, let's start with you, Blue. Good morning again. And what's your morning routine? We're getting to know Blue, and she's out of Jacksonville, Florida. And so, Blue, what do you do in the morning when you get on up? We're learning all about everybody.
I am obsessed.
What's your morning?
I am a decaf lover. Decaf.
I'm doing decaf. Oh, my
cousin said I talk about decaf like I'm on extra shot of caffeine the way I talk about my decaf. And I said, well, hey, look, I got a kidney to protect. And me and Angelica, her name is Angelica. Me and
Angelica.
We love a good cup of decaf, and we love our green tea and our matcha tea.
We're taking your morning card back.
Us decaf lovers are in the building. Believe that. And it's amazing.
I'm just blown away.
With hazelnut I gotta have my hazelnut.
Oh, hazelnut. You like the flavored stuff going on.
Okay. I love it. Yes. Interesting. I love my hazelnut.
Interesting.
And my peppermint.
Hey, I'm leaving you alone. Okay. Blue, you are interesting. Okay. Yes. Well, I want to say welcome to both
Blue
and Angelica. Okay.
Good morning.
You talk about decaf coffee. I've got a quick story for you guys. Most folks know that my background, I was a flight attendant in one of my past lives. On the airplane I flew for Continental Airlines, which was later taken over by United, or vice versa. Okay, so anyway, here's the deal. And of course, I did great things. I was one of those folks on the committee that you see on the back of that airplane, the logo. I was one of those who helped to pick that out that United now uses. And did great things with the folks at Newark Airport. Yeah, it's a real good stuff. Now, what cracks me up, though, when I was on the airplane, and it, like, pretend it's a nighttime flight, and, you know, we were talking about our international folks, so we'd have late-night flights going over to, like, France or Paris or wherever, and the flight crew, me and my colleagues, can I get a cup of coffee? Can I get a cup of coffee? Now, it's like 10 o'clock at night or something, and they want a cup of coffee. Now, if you are drinking caffeine coffee, what does that mean, Nicole Marie? Can you guess?
You're going to be
awake
with that caffeine.
You got it.
That
okay.
Caffeine.
Ding, ding, ding. You hit that on the head. You're going to be awake. So we wanted the flight crew. Now, I'm going to give you a real secret here when you travel that you did not know. When you're on that plane and you're asking for coffee late at night, where we want you asleep to get, you know, so you're not, you know, raising your hand bugging us about what you want to be served. Not saying that about Continental.
Want them to go to sleep.
They were a great airline. But I have to tell you, it used to crack me up. So when they used to ask for coffee, so kind of don't come after me now, but here's what I used to do. I used to take the decaf coffee and use it as the regular coffee. So that the people that plane was fast asleep with no problem. Trust me.
I know
they were. They thought they were going to be drinking caffeine coffee, keeping us up at noon.
And
they were
not
fast
out.
Asleep. They were knocked out.
They
trust me
not
on that.
Shift, huh?
Trust
whatever
me.
Works.
Now
Harry,
you will.
Whatever works.
That's what they do. You'd be surprised at what happens up in the sky. All right. So there's my wonderful coffee story. So I hope you guys like that. Now listen, I gotta say, Blue, you've been on for a few days, and you seem to fit naturally into the show. I've never known anybody who just come right on in. You have a great voice. You speak about, you know, your own journey, and you're not ashamed or sad, and you want to help people. It's not a woe is me kind of thing. And you even have a sense of humor about it, you know, with Angelica.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that.
Oh, yeah.
It's
so
inspiring.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
it
well,
is.
I believe
it's
that
awesome.
We can spread as much love as we can in the world. Love, light, peace, and joy. That's my motto. I take it everywhere I go. I say it as many times a day as I can. Love, light, peace, and joy. And that's just all I want to exude to people. That's all I want to receive.
You
so
do.
You've got to put it out there if you want to get it. And I get a lot of it because I give a lot of it. So it's important. People don't understand that you really, really, really have to demonstrate and practice every day. It's not something that's just, I didn't wake up like this. I've been doing this for a long time now. You know what I'm saying? And it took a while, but I got it. And I'm not going to lose it, so I use it every day.
Great.
I love it.
That's awesome.
I really am. Now, I tell you, I want to talk a little bit about your candles. And we're talking about divine energy. I love this. Please tell us a little bit more about your wonderful company, because I said we're gonna put our wonderful new contributor Blue on the hot seat. That's what I said this morning. So we need to hear a little bit more. What's going on with your wonderful candle company? Tell us about some of the prize candles that you have.
The candles that I make, I'll use more than one different kind of wax. I love to use the all eco-friendly wax. I don't like to use any paraffin wax. I mean, it's people's choice. That's just my choice because I don't want to put that paraffin in the air because it's not healthy for us. So I use all coconut soy wax, or I use a white beeswax when I make my candle. And it's a luxury kind of wax. It's like a luxe wax, what they say, because you have to just burn it. How you melt it will determine how it's going to burn for your customer. If you don't burn it at the temperature that it's supposed to burn at, then it's not going to burn well for you. And you have to test. Testing is very important. But if you don't burn it properly, it's not going to burn properly for your customer at all. So I take my time and I'm burning this wax and scenting them with different oils, essential oils, and regular oils to produce a really nice, soft scent when it's time for my customers to burn. And a lot of customers don't realize this, too, that when you light your candle, you shouldn't burn it so for any more than 4 hours. And after 4 hours, you should let the candle burn out.
Wow, that seems like a long time
for
me, though.
Yeah,
but
a lot of people burn the candle all day, and that's when they get their candles exploding. Oh, yeah. I've had customers tell me, oh, my God, I left it burning all day while I was at work, and I came home and my house smelled wonderful. Well, I'm glad that happened.
Me.
Oh, wow. I'm glad that happened.
Hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold it.
But
I got to back this up. I got to back this up. Blue, did you just say that somebody told you that they
more than one
have
person.
A candle, burn it,
mm-hmm.
go to work,
mm-hmm.
and come
mm-hmm.
back because they want their house to be scented when they come through the door?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I told them, honey, you can do that in 4 hours. You can do that in 2 hours. With a good candle, you can do that in 1 hour, 30 minutes. You don't have to leave it on all day. You know, because that can cause
gonna
a fire.
You tell her
exactly.
The next time she does something like that, we're going to call the rubber room people.
Oh, I told her,
you've
honey, believe you me. I was like, because I don't want anybody coming home and their house is burnt to the ground. I don't want that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't even know what to say to something like that.
Less than 30 minutes. A good candle.
That's something she should.
A good candle. Yeah.
I'm almost speechless.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are just careless. There's a lot of careless burners out here. I call them careless burners because they don't think. They just do. And that's how, like I said, that's how fires are started. But
I don't even know about
it.
Like, listen, that defies common sense to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't know how they fucking get out of the house to find their way to work in the morning.
Sorry. There's a lot of people that
who would want to do that.
Can we do, you know what I'm saying? But educate.
Wow. Well, you know, that's what this show does. This show is about, boy, well, you know what, Blue? I don't think I'll ever forget that one. You got me today. That my mouth is open.
Yeah.
My mouth is literally open
on
that.
I've heard that more than one time, too. I've heard it more than once. So that's why it's important to tell people don't do that.
Oh, my. You know what?
It's really important to put that out. Do not do that, please.
We are going to be talking about this.
If you have to burn your candle all day to get a scent, that's just ridiculous.
You know what? I'm done.
You can smell it, so. Yeah,
exactly. Okay, well, Blue, we're going to be checking in with you throughout the times here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Mid-show, of course, you can catch Blue usually about 7:30 or so with coffee tea conversations that we do here. And one of our Coffee Tea Conversations colleagues, along with Nicole Marie and myself, of course, is Michael Hopkins. We've been talking about it. I want to hear what Michael might have to say about turning a candle on and leaving it on all day. Like, Michael Hopkins, you are the host of the Vet Talk Radio show, and we're always happy to welcome you out of spot. Pennsylvania, VA. I don't think Michael heard me with that big snafu when I said he was out of Water Valley.
He did.
He did.
No. Oh, I was from Spotsylvania, Mississippi. I was like, oh, okay, Spotsylvania, Mississippi. Yeah, okay.
No. Michael is from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Now, look at this, folks. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Nicole Marie is down in Water Valley, Mississippi, in a totally different time zone than I am. And we're also chatting on the line. Yeah, that's right. And we're also on with Florida, down in Jacksonville, Florida, of course, our wonderful new contributor, Blue, mid-show, who runs Divine Energy Candles. And we are so happy she joins us about now. And Michael Hopkins, also our mid-show contributor. He is the host on Tuesday mornings at 8:30. With VTR, Vet Talk Radio. So, Michael, go ahead, weigh in. Hopkins, what do you say about somebody leaving the house with the candles going?
Oh, no. No. It's just something about fire. You know, I don't know what it is. You know, this man invented it. You know, and the house goes up in flames. You know, it's just like, you know, when you're in the military. When you're in the military. You tell a young private, don't do that. I remember I had a young private, and I said, we were working on a truck. And I said, dude, don't turn that thing right there. The oil will get on you. So obviously, I didn't know what I was talking about, and he did it anyway. So now he's got oil all over him. He's looking at me, and I'm saying, you know, besides some superlatives, why?
Okay.
But, yeah, fire, oh, no. That's, you know, a lot of times that's why we have those fires in the woods, because of people.
Exactly. Yeah. Like Blue was saying. Blue, I think you said it. The word carelessness, right?
Yeah, just careless.
It makes no sense. Like, honestly, I don't even need anybody to tell me anything. Like, it just defies common sense. And I would never do that, but I would find it even harder to tell somebody that I'm doing that. You know?
Exactly.
I can't do something. It's like, really? You're leffing on all day. Okay.
That is just a something. Now, Michael, you mentioned about Vet Talk Radio show and your travels with the military, and I've been talking about my airline background and traveling all over the world. And speaking of travel, I do have some announcements for folks who have wanted to know what I've been talking about over the last few days in terms of upcoming events and all that. So, Michael, I'm going to have you to hang around with us as well this morning. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on with Vet Talk
in the weeks to come as well. Lou, I have to tell everybody, I have a big announcement that I teased yesterday in terms of what's happening. And I am so excited to tell everybody because, of course, you guys, I have not disclosed this, but we're doing quite a few events. I have a huge event calendar coming up. And when I say I have an event calendar coming up, we have an event calendar coming up at the Hair Radio Morning Show, I really have to say. Let's see. Let's start with this. You guys know Verona Brothers is coming up in August, of course. You want to check that, go to VeronaBrothers.com. Any which way you can spell Brothers, you'll get there. Go to VeronaBrothers.com for the particular days. I may go down there. It's not too far. You're about the closest person to it, Blue. They'll be out of Miami, Florida, for the Verona Brothers event. Now, Verona Brothers are the folks behind... Well, they're related. Bernard Bronner runs Upscale Magazine, and you guys heard Bernard. I think we had him on yesterday or so. We're going to be talking about Upscale Magazine today in about a little over a half hour from now and all that they're doing and more detail. We'll talk about Upscale as well as the radio and the magazine, da-da-da-da-da. So all good stuff. But the announcement that I have, speaking of the Bronner Brothers event, and Bernard will be at this event also in California. He'll be a headliner. I'll be a headliner as well. And our great friend Sam, who runs the Black-owned Beauty Supply Association, BOBSA. You guys know Sam. He's been on our show many, many, many times with BOBSA.org. You can Google that, BOBSA.org. Sam's event will be coming up sometime in November. And of 2022, I'll be there. I've been asked to do something. Whatever they need me to do, I'll be able to do. So it'll be, I'm sure it'll be a talk or, you know, a Hair Radio preview or whatever they need us to do. We can blend in with anybody's hair show from coast to coast and worldwide.
Exactly.
So, so Sam asked me to be part of his event. So I'll be flying out to the Oakland area, which is in the northern part. Now, I used to live in Los Angeles, down in sunny Southern California. I've been up to the San Francisco area as a flight attendant, as I mentioned earlier. But I've never actually been to Oakland, California. And, you know, so I'm excited to do a show in Oakland. We have a lot of fans in Northern California as well, so I'm looking forward to it, and I'll be sharing a banner, the digital banner from this event. I think I saw it yesterday. I'll put it out to everybody through my Facebook, and we'll also put it at HAIRadio.com this morning. So just to remind everybody, guys, HAIRadio.com is our official online space. It's a community. It's a community where we actually can – it's like Facebook, but it's for the people in the hair and beauty community through Hair Radio. So you don't have to be a member to read the articles that are on the forum tab, F-O-R-U-M tab, when you go to hairradio.com. Now, if you're looking up to go to hairradio.com, go to HAI Radio. Please remember that, HAIRadio.com. It only has one R. If you put two R's in, you'll never find us. We're only one R. So www.HAIRadio.com. And if you're interested in becoming a member, then, of course, you can easily sign in or sign up, so to speak, to become a member. And I'm super excited about that. You'll hear Angela. She's got an announcement. Folks, please, on the background noise, mute your line there, whatever you need to do, or I'll go ahead and move you guys out. But please, yeah, keep the background noise down so our fans can hear what we've got to say, folks. Let's take a music break. It's Throwback Thursday. Now, Nicole Marie, do they still do Throwback Thursdays, the TBT?
Sometimes, not as often as they used to, but sometimes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to throw it back this morning.
Well, right here we do, though.
We do. Oh, well, every day is Throwback Thursday here at the Air Radio.
Exactly.
It really is. I'm trying to see how far do we want to go back. I feel like really, really going back
a
bit. Go way back? Okay. Well, you know what? For you soulsters out there, if you remember this, I'll let it play. We'll talk about it on the other side. Stay with us. We got a lot more coming up. I have a little bit of Eugene this morning and a lot more talk about upscale, and I have some things you don't want to miss. Stay with us, everybody. We got a lot more to get to this morning. Great job, everybody. Here's the song.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and, moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. We're a business that's just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. Awesome. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Keri Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
All right. We're with Eugene Davis and Conversations on Hair. Eugene, so let's just go ahead and jump on in. Take it away, Eugene.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk, Terry, about, you know, the different things that are going on between the Will Smith and Chris Rock incident at the awards, Oscars. And there's so much to unpack around that still tie into issues with hair, such as alopecia. But I just wanted to start with what did you think or how did you feel when you witnessed this infamous slap?
And I know I've told the story, but the thing is, how did I feel? That's a good question. When I first really saw it, I had heard about it first before I saw it, and I think that was the thing. And that may be the difference. I heard about it, so I didn't think, like most folks, that it was, you know, that serious. At first, just on hearing, and then I watched it, and I still didn't buy totally into it. So I know there's some folks out there with the conspiracy type stuff going on, thinking that it was fake. So I kind of could see where they might have arrived there, but you know, using logic and just things that happened subsequently, you could figure out that it was quite a real thing. So how did I feel? Well, it runs across so many things. So I probably could talk to you until the next broadcast about this.
Yeah.
But how did you feel, Eugene Davis? Being a hairstylist extraordinaire, how did you really feel? See, because the hair community feels differently, I believe, than the general public. And so, and a lot of the fans of the show have expressed that. But how did you feel, the man behind Eugene Davis got hair?
Well, for me, I mean, again, like you, I didn't watch it live. I saw, you know, a video clip of it. But I had heard about it first. And once I watched it for myself, I just felt, one, that the joke that Chris Rock did was harmless. I mean, because if you are a celebrity, this is just goes with the territory. And we all know Chris Rock is known for doing jabs, but funny but harmless jabs. And I'm sure he was not aware of Jada Pinkett's situation with alopecia. And even if he was aware of it, I believe that joke was still sensitive enough not to warrant Will Smith to cause bodily harm to another. So there might have been other things going on between Will and Jada in their personal lives. But when it comes to alopecia, I know it's a sensitive subject, and I know women are very sensitive and men are sensitive about it, but I just didn't think that was a dig at alopecia at all. It was just about G.I. Jane. And when you think about the context of when Demi Moore played G.I. Jane and she shaved her head, not because of alopecia, but for the part, she still looked great. You know what I mean? She was and Jada Pinkett looked great. She looked amazing. So I don't understand how that was offensive enough for him to get out of his chair and then also then now verbally abused from the audience to Chris Rock.
Wow.
You know, I just think that was out of order, and I think Will Smith could have held a lot more constraint behind that, waited to afterwards. Because there's a lot that could have happened. What if Chris Rock would have reacted then, and there was a tussle or a fight on stage? How would that have impacted the black community? How would
Absolutely.
That make us look on a global that we just confirmed what everyone has always been underlining thinking, that we're still savages?
Yes.
You
well,
know?
You know what? I think you hit on quite a few items, and believe me, there is a lot to, as you mentioned at the top of this, to unpack. It is incredible. We didn't really, you know, and I can speak for myself, I didn't think that it would rise any type. If we had this discussion months ago, there was nothing in the world that you could have told me that would have indicated that it would rise to this level, an incident like this. But it literally checks, honestly, I don't even know how many boxes. There are so many different levels to this. But to comment on what you said, Eugene Davis, about this, the whole thing with the Will Smith, and let's just go back a little bit, because there's a lot of, there's some ancillary talk out there, some things floating around in the ether about, you know, past things and this and that. There is the part of it about Chris Rock and his documentary that he did on Good Hair, that people have talked about that. There is a part of this about alopecia that that folks are unaware of. They didn't even know the word existed literally 2 weeks ago. So this, you know, they really didn't. The alopecia, I said, my goodness, that is the word of 2022, is alopecia. And there are going to be some little girls named alopecia now.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, well, believe me, you know, but the thing is, this whole thing, and what I appreciate what you said, because you didn't think that it really rose to the level of, you know, with the comparison, you know, bringing up about Demi Moore, really her movie, it was a big movie at the time. I remember the movie, G.I. Jane. And she was a gorgeous woman at the top of her her career at that time. And to me, it was, like Chris said, it was a G.I. Jane joke. He literally said that. And
yes.
It wasn't an and even if it had been a joke that was more so talking directly about her, then what I would have imagined is that they sign up for that. And I think that's what Will was kind of saying in his, you know, quasi-acceptance speech and, you know, pity, I'm sorry, yeah, acceptance speech. What he was saying is that, you know, that being a celebrity, you sign up for it. Well, believe it or not, his wife is a celebrity. She also signed up for it. It was not
exactly.
This, Chris was not saying, okay, we're talking about your wife, Will.
No.
He said we're talking about, you know, that Jada could play the part. And the truth is, in my opinion, she absolutely could have shut it down in that movie. So sorry, in that role, she certainly looked the part. Now, talk about, you know, so I didn't think the joke, I get the joke. So maybe she didn't get the joke. She's a little sensitive. You do what everybody else in this industry would do, which is to smile and play along, especially since she had already talked about alopecia. It was already in the public, you know, she had publicly talked about it at the, you know, the red table, white table, green table, dinner table.
Yes,
she had already talked about it until ad nauseum.
Yes,
so,
of course she
had. And to add to that, then we saw Will Smith, images of Will from the audience, who at first was laughing along with Chris Rock.
In
that's
the beginning,
even to add, you know, to what's going on here. And then he shot a look, you know, glanced over at what appeared, you know, Jada appearing to be somewhat sensitive, reacting to the Chris Rock joke. And then he, of course, we see him get on up and go to the stage. And again, listen, let me tell you something. I don't blame the Academy Awards per se, but I look at it that you've already had Kanye West years ago go up with the Taylor Swift thing. And by the way, I do agree with Kanye, what he had to say about that.
That's
a sidebar. But the thing is, you saw that, what does it take to have some folks down at the edge of the stage, which could be folks who would otherwise just serve to help the folks who are winning to go walk up the steps. So they could be staged there to walk up, you know, to help the folks up the steps and otherwise stop folks from storming the stage, literally.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
This storm and everything seems to be the order of the day. You know, this ain't the Capitol building. So
No, but I don't think also that they expected that at all. So, you know, that's the Academy Awards is supposed to be a safe place, a safe zone.
Yeah.
And I don't think they expected anyone to react to anything like that.
Well, it sounds like Eugene Davis. Eugene, you're talking about, let's talk about the other few boxes that need to be kind of literally talked about that were checked. The Academy Awards is not a secret for the last several years. We're going back that it's kind of been an awareness at least a good 5-6 years, maybe a few more. That there was something trending on one of the hashtags trending, Oscar So White. And so, you know, and for me, and I've made it public, I don't think it's a secret on anybody's level, that Oscars, that it hasn't been all that inclusive. It just
hadn't.
And that's totally common knowledge. It hadn't been that inclusive of people of color, particularly, and especially women, you know, folks who are winning awards, and also members of the Academy, voting members. And when all this stuff came to light a few years ago, that's when that hashtag Oscar So White was trending. So it took several years. Finally, for the first time in the history of this Academy Awards, you had a Black producer who was pulling together the show. You had three amazing female women comedians who were hosting for the very first time ever, two African-American women, and Amy Schumer, who herself is battling a form of alopecia, and we'll talk about that in just a bit, but just amazing. So all of this, and it was supposed to have been, it was being billed literally as the night for Will Smith. So it was also your night.
Exactly, exactly.
Right? Anytime, and listen, let me just, I don't think I'm giving anything away, Eugene, by telling folks, if you're seated in the front, when the camera pans the audience, those folks who are, you're seated in the front for a reason. It's
very
usually
good,
so yeah. that the camera can keep coming to you throughout the night to remind everybody it's your night. And also,
exactly.
so you can easily jump right to the stage to collect your award. Not so much to have easy access to beat up the host or what have you, or to beat up the,
yes.
the folks talking there. Now, Chris Rock is a comedian. The other side of
yeah.
it is that folks who are comedians, they tend to, you know, they say some things. I don't think when Chris Rock was writing this alopecia joke, if you will, and I shouldn't call it alopecia, but the G.I. Jane joke, I really
yeah.
don't think he thought, oh, this is going to get her, you know, pardon the pun, the dandruff really riled up here. I really don't. This is like the most, for most folks, the most innocuous, innocent.
Yeah.
Innocent.
Yeah,
it,
I agree.
It's really... There was no cursing in the joke. There was no name calling.
No.
There was no body parts talked other than, you know, the expression of, you know, just having, you know, shaved head, if you will, or buzz cut. My big thing about it also, there's a comedian. I don't know if you guys out there know him. His name is Ricky Gervais. And Eugene, Ricky Gervais usually hosts the Golden Globe Awards. Now, Ricky Gervais is a very salty, you know, he roasts the comedian. And
right.
I said, if I could perhaps see somebody, you know, get up on stage. I don't condone violence, but I could see somebody maybe taking a swing or two. But Chris Rock, I
right.
mean,
exactly.
you know, just unreal. Unreal. But guess what Ricky Gervais said? Ricky
uh-huh.
Gervais said, and folks out there, this is not my joke, this is Ricky. Ricky Gervais, the comedian, said that he couldn't believe that that joke warranted, you know, the,
exactly.
the slap. He said if he had been the comedian hosting the show, he wouldn't have talked about alopecia, Jada's alopecia. He would have talked about her boyfriend.
Okay. There was so much more that could have been talked about.
And there's so much more that could have, you know, and to see
trinket,
her
trinket,
sitting there
yeah.
all like her, you know, first of all, let us just break it on down. I really have to say this, Eugene Davis, because a lot of people may not understand. Alopecia, no one dies of alopecia. Let's just be clear about this. The way that the statements all came flurrying out later and Will Smith's supposed apology, if you will,
mm-hmm.
kind of referenced alopecia, like his wife had like a, I'm sorry, but I'm paraphrasing, like a dying illness. That's the kind of takeaway I was like, oh my God, it's nothing at all that warrants, it's not cancer.
No,
okay?
It's not.
It is not. And so that's number one. Number two, there are over 50 different types of alopecia.
Yes,
so we
are.
Also have to take that into account. The type of alopecia for me, looking at this situation, from the following her own expression and talking and all this stuff for all these years, you know, to me, Eugene, this really, you know, what just from the outside looking at it, I'm going to raise my hand and say, yes, I believe it's alopecia from what I could see from looking through TV
mm-hmm.
screens. But the type of alopecia might not be what I feel it was leading you to believe the type of alopecia. You know, I didn't look at it as so much an internal disorder. I looked at it as traction alopecia, a form of traction alopecia for me. That's the box
right.
of being protect for me, which stems from a lack of education and possibly abuse. So that is exactly what I kind of pulled from it. So I'm turning to you, and I only say this because I'm hoping, Chris, that Will is nowhere in sight. I don't want to get a slap about it, but that's what I'm thinking. So how do you weigh it? Because a lot of hair people felt like I did.
Yeah, I agree. This form of alopecia that she hasn't come out and said which form of it is, but we know that alopecia is a disease that develops when the body's immune system attacks its own hair follicles, you know, which causes hair loss, and it could be anywhere on the body. And then coming out, going into COVID could have a lot to do with it too. The fact that, you know, life wasn't normal caused a lot of stress on a lot of women. And in this, the cases of alopecia were quite high in this time. You know, people were dealing with a lot of stress. And we know that stress is a very much culprit that attacks the immune system.
Exactly.
So we're finding a lot of cases of alopecia because of this. And, unfortunately, it can become a chronic condition, you know.
Correct.
And sometimes there are no turning back from this, and sometimes there is. So it all depends on the individual and their health system and how their doctors help them deal with it and what they, you know, there's natural remedies, too, that can help, certain vitamins that can help. But what I was going to say is, so for me, I didn't think that Jada had a severe case because there would have been bald patches. Her hair looked even all over. So she might have had thinning areas, but I didn't see areas that were completely, like, bald and, like, shiny skin at all.
At the award show. Now, I don't know if you've seen, it's swarming the internet, but there were other pictures of her with what appeared to be patches. But even at I saw some, but we don't know if those are real true pictures. We don't know. That could have been a design. There's so much that we don't really know. Because we are not there with her. My only thing, this whole thing, Eugene, it harkens back to what you said. You know, they've talked about this. She's talked about it. It's public knowledge.
So she's fair game.
Yeah, and I wonder, I mean, if you were so sensitive about, you know, again, you don't have to look far to see the videos. I watched the videos of her saying how this did, you know, talking about her hair loss didn't bother her. She literally said this right on camera. So I'm thinking, okay, if I'm going to be sensitive that night, let me grab a wig.
Go get yourself a wig.
You know, wigs are
and
all
the
rage.
And not the one Nutty Professor.
Nobody is going to be upset, and no one would have thought twice about it. And
not
that joke,
at all.
Right?
Not
and the joke all. Might never, it wouldn't have landed the same if, you know, if she had been wearing a wig and he came out and said a G.I. Jane joke, everybody would have laughed at him. So,
you know, literally
at Chris, because that would have been inappropriate, not in a bad way, but it just wouldn't have been funny. So the whole thing is, you know, for me, I look at this and I say, how on God's earth? It just was not that, you know. Now, what about all the fallout? And we didn't talk about it culturally. Culturally, other than a little bit about, you know, being, you know, in terms of being a person of color and how, you know, this affects, it was looked at literally about now that we're there. You know, like I was joking about it, but it's serious in a way, but it also makes me, I'm like, my goodness, we won all these, you know, years of the Academy Awards that was not all that inclusive. And then we finally, you know, we get to, you know, go there and we kind of turned it out, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, really. And it still was going on. It has legs to this.
Yeah, it does. And you know what's so amazing about what you just said I've seen some other pictures, and I also saw, like, the video footage when Will Smith came back and sat down in his seat after he sat Chris Rock. And if you look at Lupita's face, I'm saying her name right?
Hold it. Who?
Lupita? Lupita?
Lupita. Lupita Nyong'o. Lupita, yes. Who was sitting? Yeah, oh, I love the look at her. I watched Lupita the entire time.
She was like, yes. Are you really doing this right now?
Lupita's eyes and face tells its all.
It tells everything. And I think that was disappointment. Are you really doing this right now?
Yes.
Could you not have controlled yourself? Look where you are. Look where you are. We're in the front row of this academy, and you're going to show out.
And show out. And see, to me, I agree. If maybe, because Chris tried to bring, you know, and Chris literally said after, you know, being screened that, you know, keep my wife's name out your mouth, he said, okay, I will. It ain't that big a deal. That's what Chris was like.
Right.
I will.
Exactly.
Can we move on? You know, that's what he was saying.
And then I started to think, too, Will's attitude, the arrogance, like, so even when he walked away from Chris after he slapped him, that look and that
it was a
walk,
it looked like a swagger smirk.
Yes, and it was so arrogant. It was so arrogant, and I think for me, that's when I lost a little bit of respect for Will.
Well, you did well by losing only a little bit of respect because
I thought about it, the more I lost it, but because I was rooting for Will, but. It's almost like he made that Academy Award because I watched King Richard and it was amazing, but it just took everything. He took everything away from that moment.
Well, like they say,
Before that, before the season started on the red carpet, Denzel went up to him and he said to him, "When you are at your highest moment, that's when the devil will come in." And Denzel went further when he was at T.G. Jakes. He repeated it again. He had a conversation, I believe, with Will Smith about the devil. And he was just like, you've got to watch it.
Well, see, that's remarkable, Eugene, just in itself, that is what we hear that was shared. You know, I'm blown away. But I think this could have – do you think – that this could have dissipated, could have been kind of disappeared a little bit in his acceptance speech, which came up within the hour after the big slap.
Yeah.
That's what I should call it, give it from change it from Slapgate to the big slap. You know, do you think after the big slap that, and before he got his award, when he was getting his award, that one thing that would have made a difference out there, folks, this is how I look at this. The one thing that would have made a difference that in his acceptance speech, along with the teary eyes, you know, and all of that, looking back at so many times of being nominated and being, you know, praised for work but didn't get any recognition as far as the Academy is concerned, the one thing that he could have done that would have wiped away everything potentially, and that is to say, Chris, man, I'm sorry. All you have one line. One little line.
Yes.
And
even
moved
if he was
on.
Acting. Even if he was acting it, he should have just been
right. That's where his acting chops could have really been on display. And he could have just one little line. The other thing that I do have to ask you about, Eugene, just, you know, being a husband, being a person out there, just a person, you know, and fitting into this whole thing, what about the wife, you know, she's catching a lot of flack and backlash. They're saying that she should have stopped him from storming the stage.
Absolutely.
Do you think she should have stopped him from storming the stage?
I think she could have been, no matter how upset he was, the voice and with reason for him to contain self-control. But I think she played the victim and encouraged it.
Wow.
I don't think she could have easily. So what difference is it? Okay, think about just our history when it comes to slavery. When we had the white masters and we had the woman of the house and how she would encourage the husband to beat the slave, all based on her attitude or her response. So her response to things would encourage the master to beat the slave, or would encourage the master to have leniency and grace.
Wow. Well, what about this, Eugene? I don't know if you saw this, and I don't know if you guys out there saw it, because, again, there's a million pieces floating out there on the Internet. Literally. I mean, honestly, it's probably, you know, I would say way up towards a billion, because there were 3 billion folks watching it. 3 billion.
Yes.
And if you're going to screw up, you don't want to screw up in front of 3 billion people. You will never live it down. Am I right? You're never going to live it down. But there's that video clip that shows. Now, I don't know if this is a real thing, but there is clearly a video that's out there floating that shows from a different angle. And it shows the moment that Chris Rock received the slap. And you can see it shot behind Jada. And she literally appeared to be laughing, making the mannerisms of somebody hunched over laughing at that moment. That's the video clip. You can see it with your own eyes out there. And so that really, you know, folks are just kind of going in. Is there, you know, and do you want to see this? I came across something that said there's going to be a red table talk episode about it. Is this something that you are willing to overlook, and will you go to the next Will Smith movie?
No, I'm not, and I'm unsure about Will Smith. Although I don't doubt his talent, and I don't think doubt that he's done an amazing job up to this far. I know he's human, and things happen, and this is totally out of character as far as we know. For him to do something like this in the public eye. But then again, at the same time, I don't trust Jada. It's always been something about her, like, is she jealous of Will that she encouraged this in order to get attention back on herself? So then now she can do this red table talk and get all these ratings, and now she can spearhead alopecia ambassador. Who knows what her agenda was? Because you remember, she's always taking second chair to Will. And sometimes even almost invisible. And she tries so hard to keep herself relevant, but not relevant in Hollywood. She's relevant in her own forms that she created, but not in Hollywood.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you this, Eugene. If there's anything that has emanated, has come out of this whole episode, chaos, incident, slapgate, whatever you want to call it. If there's one thing I'm grateful about, well, there's two. One is that Chris Rock didn't slap the bejesus out of him back. And two,
exactly.
And two, right? And the word alopecia being now widely accepted. And understood.
Yes.
And it's also likely the most Googled word of the year thus far. So I say that for the Hair Radio Morning Show, we've been talking about alopecia for 27 years. And so and there's never been you know how many times I've introduced a trichologist or a hairstylist or someone, or just the education of the word alopecia, and then had to then describe it 50 times. So if I had a dime for every time I've said the word alopecia, I'd be a rich man today. And now everybody knows the word, and I am so grateful for that. I'm so grateful because now I can announce some big news, Eugene Davis. And again, folks, if you kind of just tuned in, I've just not given any follow-ups, but if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Of course, we are with the incredible Eugene Davis in Conversations on Hair today. And this special, a very special edition all about our perspective of this whole big issue over, you know, the slapgate, if you will. So I say some big news, and that is that, guess what, Eugene? I'm creating this foundation, which I have long started the work on. I started this work several years ago because there really is not, and there are tons of organizations on alopecia, but there really isn't an organization that speaks to the form of alopecia that I'd like to focus on, where it affects the Black community, particularly the women in the Black community, and that is the traction alopecia, because so that's my first thing I wanted to get out. And what do you think about that, Eugene?
I think that's great. I think it's well needed, and I don't think a lot of people have invested in the information and the knowledge or the
exactly.
help that people need for people to understand.
Exactly. And that's exactly what this is about. It is the process of education and information, and that's what we've been doing, and we've been doing the work for decades already. If anybody's out there been beating the drum on this, good grief, we have.
Okay.
So I'm thrilled. So, Eugene, I've got to say, folks, yes, is that not nice? So I'll be leaning on you, literally, to help us to navigate the waters out there, to keep the hairstylists informed and all that wonderful good stuff as well, and most importantly, to help the public to identify different, you know, there are many different types, as we said, of alopecia, and this is just the beginning. Just that you're aware of the word, you've already taken steps to potentially change your circumstance with it. So I'm super excited about that, and I think that this is
amazing.
The beginning.
Sounds amazing. And just to reinforce that, too, is one of the things that I do post about alopecia, hair loss during menopause, all these things I talk about constantly. So I know what you mean when you say that it was like a beating a dead horse for so long, because nobody was really listening. But now that we have people's attention, I think that the Hair Radio Show is an important tool that people can learn more about with these conversations. And also, can I just put this out there that on Facebook, I have The Fabric of Hair by Eugene Davis. And there I post as a private group, you know, they can always request to join, but I constantly post about hair loss and remedies, some products that are available, and some of them are like vitamins you can take to aid in promoting follicle health. So,
Eugene, is it possible? I love that. Is it possible that perhaps in the next episode or so of Conversations on Hair and here on the show that you can bring some of those, treatments, the things that we believe can work best with some of the common, again, I say the most common forms of alopecia, because there's a lot. You'll be here literally for a long time if you're going through all of that. And something I referenced earlier, one of the hosts, Amy Schumer, the comedian, now she's going through, I can never pronounce the form of alopecia she's just talked about recently, literally within, it had nothing to do, this was before the whole Oscar slap. She just mentioned that she had a form of alopecia on pulling out your hair. That is, that's right. And so that form, a lot of the alopecias, some can be referenced to, or in connection or tandem with psychological issues and things that might warrant some other types of medical attention. But just the fact that she mentioned it, and again, a coincidence. So there's so many different types of alopecia. I encourage you, if you have not done so, of course, follow EugeneDavis.hair and all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it here. We're always going to continue with this amazing talk about this subject, and it's still going on. So, you know, we'll stay on top of it, Eugene. We're going to have to.
I will, and I think the word you were looking for is trichotillomania.
Yes, I can never say the word.
Yeah, it's a long word.
Yeah, exactly. And there are a lot of folks who are dealing with that.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's definitely out there. And then, as Eugene was saying, a lot of internal things and all kinds of, you know. But let's hope that she gets the help that she needs for her alopecia and so many other folks. If nothing, again, just the being educated about it is the first step in turning this tide. And again, we'll keep you informed on this new alopecia foundation that specifically is going to speak to, traction alopecia and education. So I'm super excited.
Amazing.
Is that not nice?
Yes.
We bring it, Eugene. We bring it.
Well, yeah.
All right, Eugene.
We bring it.
Yes. Okay, so folks, so you'll be back with us soon, and we'll keep you guys out there. Eugene, you'll be back.
And we're gonna dig some more into alopecia. We're gonna dig more
pardon
into
the pun, right?
some remedies that people can help deal with during the post pandemic that may have caused hair loss, such as vitamins, supplements, tips and tricks that will just keep your hair healthy moving into the spring and summer months.
Exactly, and folks, this is why I really have been beating this, and that is that. You start with the little kids and teach them about how precious, I use the word precious when it comes to or pertains to their hair.
Yes.
It's precious. To me, it's like you can't replace it. To me, I know it grows back and we take it for granted, but that's the problem. A lot of us take it for granted. So treat it in a precious way, like you have a precious diamond. And you just wouldn't do any old thing with that diamond, would you?
No.
That's the idea. I'd like to, draw that analogy. So, all right. So, Eugene, thanks so much for being on the Hair Radio Morning Show again. Eugene Davis. Hair.
Well, thank
all
you
right,
for
conversations
having me.
I
enjoy being on here with you, Kerry.
Oh, you are the best. Okay, I'll speak to you soon. All right, folks, keep it right here. We'll be right back. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Oh, yes, you are, Valerie. Thank you so much. And it's Thursday morning, July 21st of 2022. It's hour show number 729. So show number 729 is about 8:43 in the morning, New York time, as we broadcast live today throughout everywhere. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, of course, and I have with me Nicole Marie, you guys know from Water Valley, Mississippi. Nicole Marie, great
hello.
Job. It has been sounding so great. And that was, of course, Eugene
great
Davis.
Show.
I call it the big slap he was talking about. He went in Will's wife. So. But we're
yes,
all,
he did.
This is all for fun. So no hard feelings, Miss Jada. And Will, I don't want him to know where I we don't want nothing and none of that stuff. But let me just say, Nicole Marie, I've been enjoying the show, and I've had,
so
you know, this Thursday morning, We've got a drive-by, I call it. She drops in. You guys have heard her Organic Love Collection commercial right here with that wonderful laugh at the end of her commercial. We're talking about South Jersey's very own Shanta Love. Shanta, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shanta.
Good morning.
It's good to be with you all.
Yes, great to have you with us. Yes, we're loving this. So this Thursday morning, now, Shanta, you're in what? Tell everybody again. You're in what part of South Jersey and all of that? Where are you?
I'm in Burlington, and it's a
beautiful.
Yeah, it's kind of rural, but you know.
Does that mean you've got trees too down there? I live in a city here. We ain't got no trees. Wow.
Trees and grass and
dirt and all of that. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
And fresh air.
Wow. Okay. You know, Shanta Love always lets us have it here. So thank you, Shanta. Thank you so much for being with us. You usually drop by and a couple times a week, at least. So we hear from you on Thursdays, and we love it. Today, this is our time to talk about Upscale Magazine, Radio, and all things. As I mentioned earlier, Bronner Brothers event is in August, and one of the most famous Bronner Brothers is Bernard Bronner, who is one of my bosses over at the Upscale side for Upscale Magazine. That's his magazine. And I love the current issue, which is out there everywhere on newsstands. They have digital subscriptions. So it's a paper magazine that you can read and turn the pages. I'm old school, so I like to be able to turn the pages as well as go online. I'm also proficient, and I can go online and listen. I will, read out the articles digitally. So I love that, too. And you can get a digital subscription, so it's really, really great. Go to upscalemagazine.com for all that. Now, their July, we're going to talk about their brand new, brand spanking new August-September issue. As you know, the magazine comes out every couple months, and we're super excited about it. So the brand new August issue, we're going to talk about that and who's on the cover in just a moment. First, I'm going to take our attention to the current issue that's out there right now. So we're going to talk about the upcoming issue, I should say, their August-September issue in just a moment. But first, the wonderful issue that I'm looking here is June-July. And this is the one that's their bridal issue. It says the wedding issue, to be exact and to be correct. You see the beautiful couple on the cover. If you guys, so Nicole Marie, I wanted to tell everybody, there's a piece in here that you wanted to talk about, you and Shanta Love today. Why don't I let you take it away? And I'll just be quiet here.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, on page 38, there is a story called Away We Go, and this article touches on destination weddings, which are definitely growing in popularity. So that's what this article is about. Many couples are traveling to exclusive destinations for their wedding ceremony and their honeymoon. There are two couples that are featured here who actually have gone to, or one of them have gone to, and the other wedding is coming up. They're going to Mexico. That is a great destination for many people, along with a lot of others, mm-hmm. just in different locations. You know, they're going to looking for a destination wedding to have an adventurous experience, as well as, you know, for their families and friends to be able to attend and just embrace
now,
the culture of the location.
Nicole Marie, did you, Nicole Marie, and Luther, did you guys have a destination wedding?
We did not.
What?
We got married in Ohio, back home. Yes.
Okay.
In
well,
the
that's
church.
A different destination.
And yes, right there with family and friends.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah,
well, that,
so
that
I got married at home.
Actually in the house?
No. At home in Ohio, I mean.
Oh, you mean back
that's
at
where
your
I'm
home
from.
City.
So I got married at home, I'm just saying.
Oh,
in Ohio.
Okay. You know, I see. Okay. Well, did you want to travel? Would you like to do a travel wedding if you could go back in time?
I probably would, and I would probably go somewhere in the Caribbean. But who knows? You know, we're working on 15 years, so when we hit that 2025 mark, maybe we'll go and do a destination
don't wait that long.
To renew our vows.
Go now.
Okay.
Go now. Yeah.
Well, in
don't
the
wait
near
that
future,
that
then
long.
I'll say.
All right. No, well, you know what, Chantelove, we've never asked you about travel. What do you think of this concept of travel wedding and all that?
I've traveled extensively. I've mostly done Europe.
Get out of
any
here.
Country, yes, any country in Europe you can name. I've been there. I've been to the Vatican. I've been to Eiffel Tower. I've been there. I've been to Switzerland.
Wow.
However, right now, you know, my heart's desire is to go to the tropics and experience the beach and the sun, especially if
you're
a resort.
You're just island ladies. That's what it is. Yeah. You guys want to go to the – you're all talking about islands, okay?
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
To be
so,
on the beach.
But it makes a good backdrop. Oh, wow. Oh, I'm
so
loving
this article was exciting because both of these couples wound up in Mexico. And one of the things they spoke about was lounging and packing light and, moreover,
exactly.
Enjoying the restaurants at the resort. So those are things that, you know, you don't get to do every day. And luxury
no.
is key, especially when you go away, and especially if you're celebrating a honeymoon.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Well, I love that that this magazine, again, Upscale, they've been around for about 34 years. Almost every black home knows Upscale magazine. Come on now. And I love this on page 38. Now, this is in their June-July issue. Away We Go is what Nicole Marie came up with this whole thing on this article, which is great. And Chantelove, you guys are contributing today on this and talking about it and focused on it. I'm loving it. I really am. I'm a traveler. It seems like that's been our underlying theme today. You know, I think I talked about the airlines and stuff. We talked about big city stuff and going all over. And like you, Chantelove, I traveled a lot, but I had to do it for work. Whole different story. But I loved it as well. Yeah, different story. But I love this for people who are coupled up and who are planning to tie the knot and all that kind of stuff. I think a destination wedding, which I hadn't thought of, but I think it's fantastic. And it's in the June-July issue of Upscale magazine. Now, I want to turn to their brand new issue that we have not talked about here. And let me just remind everybody about Upscale. Now, for you guys who have just kind of discovered the Hair Radio Morning Show, and our live three-hour show, you may not be aware that at 9 o'clock when our show goes off here New York time and 8 o'clock out in the Central, folks, then it's time to go over to www.upscalemagazineradio.com. It plays 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what airs over there is a lot of our wonderful recent broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So there you'll hear a lot of our classics. You'll hear some great music. You'll hear some new things that you have not heard over here on our live show. So real good stuff. Now, their next issue, and I don't know if you've seen the cover. I think some of you have. We just released
Beautiful.
It, and we were the first to release it, too. We were the first to release it to everybody. So I'm always happy. It's nice to be part of the Upscale magazine family and be part of the Hair Radio family at the same time. Yeah, it's really awesome. In fact, I'm going to spill some beans here that you may not know, and that is that in their next issue, and we, you know, I should be in each issue with my blurb, you know, about they know that I'm listed in the masthead and I do the radio station at Upscale and all that.
But additionally, I'm also a graphic designer here. So you should see some of my wonderful work in Upscale. I have probably quite a bit of wonderful pieces and pages that you'll see that are mine, that I designed.
Yeah.
So, and speaking
wonderful.
Of the Upscale pages, the cover. Now, I don't know if you know who this is, Shanta Love, because I really have to raise my hand a little bit. I'm old school, like Michael. We all, you know, when we saw this, I know that the picture is gorgeous, first of all.
Yeah.
We're talking
beautiful.
About the upcoming August-September issue of Upscale magazine. And again, it's on the news. It is going to be on the newsstands any minute. It's on the newsstands, and also it is out there digitally. So I don't know, Shanta, if you know this wonderful person, if you saw the cover, but Shanta Love, it has a wonderful lady featured named Money Long. And
uh-huh.
I did not know who she was exactly, but Nicole Marie, can you tell us a little bit about Money Long?
Yes, Money Long, that's her professional name. Her birth name, Priscilla Hairston. And she is a singer and a songwriter. And she's built her career through songwriting.
She wrote one of my favorite songs, too, by the way. Yeah. I didn't know who she was, but I used to love one of her songs. Yeah.
She has co-written a lot of songs, just a couple. Yes. Worth It by Fifth Harmony, California
That's
King Bed by
Work
Rihanna.
Work It. Yeah. You did a great job. Yeah.
Yes. Imagine by Ariana Grande. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Her solo debut album was Jukebox in 2009. And then she had Colored album in 2018. And her popular song, Hours and Hours, was on the top 20 on Billboard Hot 100. And she also received a Grammy nomination for Album of the Year for her work on Back of My Mind by her.
Okay. Well, she
that
is
was in 2021.
A beautiful, yeah, she's a beautiful lady. That she lights
yes,
that
she
Upscale
is.
Magazine cover up. If you have
yes,
not seen it,
it's gorgeous.
On hairradio.com. You can go to our own website at hairadio.com. Right under conversation, I think I have it on the forum tab. You go to the forum tab, and then right there under like our main spot for all articles and things, and you'll see
right.
it right there. You can click on the link. It's a whole picture, story, and all that. I love Upscale magazine. They've been doing some incredible work. Don't forget to listen to their 24-hour network. When we end here, it is the beginning there. 24/7 at upscalemagazineradio.com. And Shanta Love, I'm just loving it. So now you know, and Shanta Love, if you haven't seen the cover, we'll have to get you a copy over there of it. I think it's on my Instagram at Heinz Carey. You can see it there as well, right there at Heinz Carey. Listen,
I'm sorry, I keep up with the magazine. And one of the best things I like about Upscale is that the photography and everything is so aesthetic.
Is it not beautiful?
It just
is
exciting and very fresh.
It is crisp. So I have to say, first of all, it's been a great day. And usually, and you stuck around a good little time. Normally, Shanta Love is gone already by now. But you are here to help us close out today's broadcast. It's so much fun to have Nicole Marie and Shanta Love. You guys have just been awesome. And I want to thank everybody. We've had some incredible guests today. In the top of my head, I remember Mary Reed Johnson dropping in for a spin here today. We had Blue, Michael Hopkins. Just so much going on. So I'm going to go ahead and get our outro on today. And tomorrow, tune in, because at the 8 o'clock hour, we have a live guest co-host. He's a musician. He'll be with us for the hour. You don't want to miss him. He's an incredible performer. You're going to love him. His name is Kyle Knight. So we'll see you back here starting tomorrow at 6 a.m. in the morning live for an all-new edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie and Shanta Love. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Make it a great Thursday, everybody. We just did.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Ragland.